Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be exploring something truly special.
Yeah.
African luxury beauty and cosmetics.
It's a fascinating world.
Yeah, it's really kind of blowing up right now, isn't it? And we're going to discover how this industry blends indigenous ingredients and ancient knowledge with modern sophistication.
Yes.
And how it's really making waves on the global stage.
It's really interesting how Africa is really, you know, changing the definition of luxury in the beauty world.
Yeah, it really is. So let's dive in. Africa is a continent that's just brimming with natural resources, and many of which are highly sought after by the global beauty industry. We're talking ingredients you might even have in your pantry right now.
Yeah.
But maybe haven't considered their potential for luxurious beauty.
Absolutely. And I think one of the examples is shea butter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most people have it at home.
Totally.
But African shea butter, particularly from Ghana, is prized for its unique composition. You know, it boasts a higher concentration of specific fatty acids, and that makes it incredibly effective for soothing dry skin, reducing inflammation, and even minimizing the appearance of stretch marks.
Wow. I actually didn't know that. I've always just thought of it as kind of like a general moisturizer.
It is a fantastic moisturizer, but it's those unique properties that elevate it to a whole new level.
Oh, okay.
Especially for people that have sensitive or problematic skin.
That's fascinating.
Right.
Now, what about coconut oil? I use it all the time in cooking.
Right.
But I've also heard about its use in hair care.
Yeah, coconut oil is another powerhouse ingredient. And what's interesting is while it's widely used, you know, African coconut oil from coastal nations like Kenya and Tanzania often stands out for its quality and purity.
Interesting.
It's very rich in lauric acid, which has antimicrobial and moisturizing properties.
Ah.
And this makes it perfect for high-end hair care products, adding shine and manageability, and also for luxurious soaps that cleanse and nourish the skin.
Wow. So we've got shea butter for the skin, coconut oil for the hair. What about something for, you know, those of us who love a good fragrance?
Then they have to talk about vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just for baking anymore.
Right.
Madagascar, known for producing some of the world's finest vanilla, is also home to brands incorporating this fragrant ingredient into luxurious beauty products. So think soothing creams infused with real vanilla extract or aromatherapy blends that use vanilla essential oil for its calming and relaxing properties.
So that makes a lot of sense. Vanilla always has such a comforting and luxurious scent.
Right.
Now, we can't talk about fragrance without mentioning spices.
Of course.
And there's one place that immediately comes to mind. Zanzibar.
Yes. Zanzibar, the spice island, plays a key role in the African beauty industry.
Yeah.
It's a major source of spices like clove, cinnamon, and cardamom.
Wow.
Which are now being used in innovative ways.
That's cool.
For instance, clove oil, with its potent antiseptic properties, is finding its way into skincare formulations, targeting blemishes, and promoting a clear complexion.
That's really interesting. It makes you think differently about those everyday spices.
It really does. It highlights how, you know, African beauty brands are drawing on centuries of traditional knowledge.
Right.
And they're combining it with modern scientific understanding.
Yeah.
They're taking these time-honored ingredients and creating high-performance beauty solutions that cater to a global market.
Speaking of high-performance, I've noticed that African beauty brands seem to be at the forefront of the clean beauty movement.
They are.
What exactly does that entail, and how are these brands setting themselves apart?
Well, clean beauty has become a significant trend, and African brands are certainly leading the charge. It's about using natural organic ingredients and being transparent about sourcing and production practices. A lot of brands are even going further by obtaining certifications like EcoCert or Cosmos. These certifications involve very rigorous standards, ensuring that products are free of harmful chemicals, sustainably sourced, and environmentally friendly.
So it's not just about what's in the product, but how it's made and where it comes from.
That's exactly. Oh. It's about a holistic approach to beauty, considering the entire life cycle of a product.
That's cool.
From ingredient sourcing to packaging.
Now, I can't help but notice that the packaging of many African beauty brands is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Is that a conscious effort to elevate the experience of luxury?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not just about the contents. It's about the entire sensory experience.
Mm.
African beauty brands are paying incredible attention to packaging incorporating eco-friendly materials.
Wow.
Cultural motifs and designs that reflect their heritage.
Oh, cool.
They're creating beautiful, sustainable, and unique packaging that feels like a work of art.
It's like holding a piece of African culture in your hands.
Exactly.
It definitely adds to the luxurious feel.
It tells a story. It speaks to the brand's commitment to sustainability heritage and creating a product that is as beautiful on the outside as it is on the inside.
It seems like African beauty brands are really redefining what luxury means in this industry.
They are. They're moving away from the traditional notions of luxury that's solely focused on high prices and exclusivity.
Yeah.
Instead, they're demonstrating that luxury can also be about authenticity, sustainability, and a deep connection to heritage and nature.
That's a powerful message, and it seems to be resonating with consumers worldwide.
It is.
Now, can we talk about some of the specific brands that are leading the way in this movement?
Of course.
I'm really curious to learn more about them.
There are so many incredible brands to explore, each with its own unique story and approach. But let's start with a few standout examples.
Okay.
One that caught my eye is 54 Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
A Nigerian brand that's capturing the essence of African beauty rituals through its luxurious formulations and exquisite packaging.
I've heard of 54 Thrones. They're known for using some really beautiful ingredients.
Rice. They source high-quality ingredients from across the continent.
Cool.
Like Ugandan vanilla for its intoxicating aroma and Moroccan argan oil for its nourishing and anti-aging properties.
Mm.
Their products are a true celebration of African beauty traditions and ingredients.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other brands that stand out to you?
Absolutely. Another one to watch is Lulu and Marula from South Africa.
Okay.
They're all about handcrafted, plant-based skincare and have a deep commitment to sustainability.
Nice.
Their products are formulated with natural ingredients like marula oil, known for its hydrating and antioxidant properties.
I'm always on the lookout for sustainable brands.
Yeah.
So Lulu and Marula definitely piques my interest.
Did.
What about brands that focus on specific hero ingredients?
Then we have to mention Shea Radiance from Ghana.
Okay.
They're a fantastic example of a brand that's bringing the amazing benefits of shea butter to a global audience.
Oh, wow.
They source their shea butter directly from women's cooperatives in Ghana, ensuring fair trade practices and supporting local communities.
That's wonderful to hear. Mm-hmm. It's so important to support brands that prioritize ethical sourcing and empower women.
Absolutely. And now for those who adore unique and captivating fragrances.
Yeah.
There's Inuka Fragrances from South Africa.
Okay.
They're creating bespoke and exclusive scents that celebrate African identity.
Cool.
Think bold and spicy notes blended with delicate florals.
Hmm.
Their fragrances are a true sensory journey.
It seems like these brands are not just creating beauty products, but they're also telling a story.
They are.
Celebrating their heritage and showcasing the diverse beauty of the continent.
And that's what makes them so captivating. They're not just selling products, they're sharing a piece of their culture and inviting the world to experience the magic of African beauty.
This is all so fascinating.
Yeah.
It really feels like we're just scratching the surface of what African beauty has to offer.
We are, and what's exciting is this is just the beginning. African beauty brands are gaining global recognition, and their impact on the industry is only going to grow.
I can't wait to see what the future holds for these incredible brands and how they'll continue to shape the world of beauty. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's go back to those intriguing spices from Zanzibar.
Okay.
Tell me more about how they're being used in unique and luxurious ways.
Well, Zanzibar is a true treasure trove of beauty ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And those spices are just the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
Think about Ylang Ylang, a flower with a heady floral scent that's often used in high-end perfumes.
Right.
Zanzibar produces some of the world's finest Ylang Ylang oil, which is prized for its intoxicating aroma and its ability to promote relaxation.
I've definitely heard of Ylang Ylang, but I never knew it was so closely tied to Zanzibar.
Oh.
What other hidden gems does this island have to offer?
Well, besides Ylang Ylang and the spices we talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
Zanzibar is also known for its use of traditional ingredients like turmeric and cinnamon.
Oh, wow.
In skincare. Turmeric, with its anti-inflammatory and brightening properties, is often incorporated into exfoliating scrubs and masks.
I love using turmeric in my cooking.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to hear that it can also benefit the skin.
It's very versatile.
And what about cinnamon? What role does it play in Zanzibar's beauty traditions?
Cinnamon, with its warming and stimulating properties, is sometimes used in creams and lotions
okay.
to improve circulation and give the skin a healthy glow.
Mm-hmm.
It's also believed to have antibacterial properties, making it beneficial for those with acne-prone skin.
It's fascinating how these everyday ingredients have been used in beauty rituals for centuries.
Right.
It really speaks to the depth of knowledge and tradition that exists in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious to learn more about how African beauty brands are reaching a global audience.
Yeah.
Are there specific markets where they're seeing a lot of success?
Yes, absolutely. African beauty brands are making waves internationally, and their reach is expanding rapidly.
Wow.
One market that's particularly receptive to their offerings is Europe.
Oh, interesting.
Countries like France, Germany, and the UK have a strong appreciation for natural, sustainable luxury, and they're finding it in African beauty brands.
That makes sense. European consumers are known for their discerning taste and their commitment to sustainability.
Absolutely.
Are there other regions where African beauty brands are gaining traction?
Definitely. North America is another key market.
Okay.
Consumers in the U.S. and Canada are increasingly interested in inclusivity and clean beauty.
Hmm.
And African brands are perfectly positioned to meet that demand.
Right.
They offer a wide range of products that cater to diverse skin tones and hair types and are formulated with natural, ethically sourced ingredients.
It's fantastic to see how African beauty brands are not only succeeding, but also helping to shift the conversation around inclusivity in the beauty industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about other parts of the world? Are there any emerging markets that are showing interest in African beauty?
Absolutely. The Middle East is a region that's increasingly drawn to high-end natural beauty solutions, which aligns perfectly with what many African brands have to offer.
Yeah.
They appreciate the luxurious formulations, the focus on natural ingredients, and the connection to heritage and tradition that many of these brands embody.
It's amazing to see how African beauty is resonating with such a diverse range of consumers worldwide.
It is.
Now, I'm wondering, are there any specific platforms or initiatives that are helping to promote these brands and connect them with a global audience?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
There are some incredible platforms that are dedicated to supporting the growth of African luxury brands
mm-hmm.
and giving them the visibility they deserve.
Yeah.
One such platform is Luxury Media Africa.
Oh.
A media hub that's playing a crucial role in showcasing these brands to the world.
I've heard of Luxury Media Africa.
Hmm.
What exactly do they do to support these brands?
They utilize various mediums, including podcasts, digital advertising, and broadcasting to tell the stories of African luxury brands and connect them with a wider audience. They're essentially creating a platform for these brands to shine and share their unique offerings.
That's fantastic. It's so important for these brands to have a voice and to be able to reach a wider audience.
It is.
Are there any other organizations that are working to support African luxury brands?
Absolutely. There's the Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries.
Okay.
An organization that's dedicated to certifying and promoting African luxury brands.
Mm-hmm.
They offer a certificate of authenticity, which helps establish these brands as leaders in the industry and assures consumers of their quality and authenticity.
That's a valuable service. It helps to build trust and credibility for these brands, especially in a global market where consumers may not be as familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other platforms that are specifically designed to help African luxury brands reach consumers and make sales?
Yes. There's a fantastic initiative called Luxury Exclusives that's doing some amazing work in this area.
Mm-hmm.
They have a dedicated e-commerce platform called Royal Exclusives, which provides a curated marketplace for certified African luxury brands to showcase and sell their products to a global audience.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It gives these brands a direct channel to reach consumers who are specifically looking for high-quality, authentic African luxury products.
Yeah.
What else does Luxury Exclusives do to support these brands?
Besides their e-commerce platform,
Okay. They
also have a digital magazine that features brand stories,
nice,
trends, and insights into the African luxury market.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great resource for consumers who want to learn more about these brands.
Right.
And for industry professionals who are looking to stay informed about the latest developments in the African luxury space.
It sounds like they're creating a comprehensive ecosystem to support African luxury brands and help them thrive.
Exactly. And they also host events called Wine and Connect.
Oh, cool.
Which bring luxury brands together for networking and collaboration. It's a great opportunity for these brands to connect with each other, share ideas, and build relationships that can help them grow their businesses.
It's inspiring to see how these platforms are working to elevate African luxury brands and connect them with the global market.
It's a testament to the growing recognition of the quality, creativity, and innovation that African beauty brands bring to the table.
Yeah.
They're truly reshaping the landscape of the beauty industry mm-hmm. and offering a fresh perspective on what luxury means in today's world.
It's definitely an exciting time to be following this movement and to see how these brands continue to evolve and thrive.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is that this is just the beginning.
Right.
There's so much more to discover and explore in the world of African beauty. And I have a feeling we're going to see even more incredible brands and products emerge in the coming years.
I completely agree. It's an industry brimming with potential, and I'm eager to see what the future holds.
Yeah.
But before we dive into the future, let's take a moment to appreciate the journey we've already taken. We've explored the incredible ingredients, the captivating brands, and the platforms that are championing African beauty.
Right.
Now, I want to hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. What stands out to you the most about what we've discussed so far?
Well,
is there a particular ingredient, brand, or aspect of this industry that you find particularly intriguing?
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one to pick.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'd have to say that it's the way these brands seamlessly weave heritage and tradition into truly modern and luxurious products.
I totally agree. And speaking of innovation, it's incredible how much these brands are challenging conventional notions of luxury.
Right. Luxury is no longer just about, exorbitant price tags and exclusivity.
Right.
It's about so much more than that.
It's about a deep connection to nature, a commitment to sustainability, and a celebration of cultural heritage.
Exactly. It's about feeling good about the products you use, knowing they're ethically sourced and made with the utmost care and respect for the environment and for people.
And let's not forget the sensory experience.
Oh, yeah.
Those exquisite textures, intoxicating scents, and beautiful packaging.
Oh, yeah.
All contribute to a truly luxurious experience.
Absolutely. It's about engaging all the senses.
Yeah.
And creating a ritual of self-care that goes beyond the superficial.
It's like indulging in a piece of art that nourishes both your body and your soul.
And that's precisely what sets African beauty brands apart. Right. They're not just selling products. Mm. They're offering an experience, a story, a connection to something deeper.
You know, as we've been talking about all these amazing brands and ingredients, I've been thinking about the immense potential for growth in the African beauty industry.
The potential is absolutely limitless.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, we're really just witnessing the beginning of something extraordinary.
It feels like the world is finally waking up to the magic of African beauty. And there's so much more to discover and explore.
I agree. Think about all the untapped resources. The ancient knowledge that's passed down through generations. The incredible talent and creativity brimming across the continent.
Yeah, it's like a treasure chest of beauty secrets just waiting to be unlocked and shared with the world.
It really is. And as more and more people become aware of the incredible offerings of African beauty brands, I believe this industry will continue to flourish and redefine the global beauty landscape.
It's an exciting time to be a part of this movement.
It is.
To witness this shift towards a more inclusive and sustainable approach to beauty.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for African beauty.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we'll be amazed by the innovation, creativity, and success
that
will emerge from this vibrant industry.
I totally agree. It feels like we're on the cusp of something truly special.
Yeah.
Now, before we get too carried away with the future, let's take a moment to appreciate the journey we've taken so far.
Okay.
In this deep dive, we've delved into the world of African luxury beauty, exploring its unique ingredients, innovative brands, and the platforms supporting its global rise.
Right.
It's been a fascinating exploration, and I think it's important to highlight that this isn't just about following a trend.
Right. It's about making a conscious choice to support businesses that are doing things differently.
Totally.
Businesses that are truly committed to sustainability, ethical sourcing, and empowering local communities.
It's about aligning our spending with our values and investing in a more beautiful and responsible future for the beauty industry.
And it's about recognizing that true luxury is not defined by a price tag, but by the positive impact it has on the world and on ourselves.
You know, as we wrap up this part of our discussion, I'm curious to hear from you, our listener. What aspects of African beauty have resonated with you the most?
Perhaps you're intrigued by a specific ingredient or its traditional use. Maybe you've discovered a brand that aligns perfectly with your values. Or perhaps you're simply captivated by the artistry and storytelling woven into these products.
Whatever it may be, We'd love for you to take a moment and reflect on what sparked your curiosity.
Yes.
What's made you think differently about beauty and what's inspired you to explore further?
Because ultimately, the beauty of discovery lies in that personal connection.
Yeah.
That moment when something resonates with you deeply and ignites a desire to learn more.
And as you continue to explore the world of African beauty, remember that each product, each brand, each ingredient carries with it a rich history. A story waiting to be told.
It's a celebration of nature's abundance.
Yes.
A testament to human ingenuity.
Yeah.
And a vibrant expression of culture and heritage.
So as we transition to the final part of our deep dive, we invite you to carry that sense of wonder and curiosity with you as we delve deeper into the heart of what makes African luxury beauty so captivating.
I'm excited to dive in.
Basically.
Let's go.
You know, it's been fascinating to unpack how African beauty goes beyond just products.
It really is. It's more of a philosophy,
yeah.
A way of life that emphasizes holistic well-being and a deep connection to nature.
And it's inspiring to see how these brands are bringing that philosophy to the global stage. You know,
I agree.
They're challenging the status quo, redefining what luxury means, and showing the world that beauty can be both sustainable and empowering.
They are really kind of shaking things up.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive, I want to pose a question to you, our listener.
Okay.
We've explored the captivating world of African luxury beauty, from its potent ingredients and innovative brands to its global impact. But what if we took it a step further?
Okay.
What if we all made a conscious effort to incorporate more African beauty products into our own routines?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a simple yet powerful way to support these incredible brands and experience the magic of African beauty firsthand.
Imagine indulging in a luxurious shea butter body cream sourced directly from Ghana, knowing you're contributing to the well-being of the women who harvested it.
That's amazing.
Or treating your hair to a nourishing coconut oil mask sourced sustainably from the coastal regions of Kenya.
That sounds lovely.
Or perhaps discovering a new signature scent from a South African fragrance house, embracing the bold and captivating aromas of the continent. It's about more than just buying products.
It is.
It's about making a conscious choice to support businesses that are doing things differently.
Right.
Businesses that are committed to sustainability, ethical sourcing, and empowering local communities.
I think that's a really important point.
It's about aligning our spending with our values and showing the world that we believe in a more beautiful and responsible future for the beauty industry.
I completely agree with you.
So what are you waiting for? Go out there and explore the world of African luxury beauty.
I have a feeling you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you discover.
And hey, if you find any hidden gems, be sure to share them with us.
We're always on the lookout for new and exciting brands to explore.
All right, that's it for today's deep dives into the world of African luxury beauty and cosmetics.
It was a great discussion.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey.
I really enjoyed it.
We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
And remember, true beauty goes beyond the surface.
Yeah.
It's about embracing our individuality, celebrating our heritage, and connecting with nature's abundance.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
And let the radiant spirit of African beauty inspire you every step of the way.
You know, it's been really fascinating to kind of unpack how African beauty goes beyond just the products themselves.
It really does. It's more like a whole philosophy. You know, it's a way of life that emphasizes holistic well-being and, you know, a deep connection to nature.
And it's really inspiring to see how these brands are bringing that philosophy to the global stage.
I agree with you. It's really shaking things up out there.
Now, before we wrap up our deep dive, I want to pose a question to you, our listener.
Okay, shoot.
We've explored this captivating world of African luxury beauty. From the potent ingredients and innovative brands to its global impact.
Right.
What if we took it a step further?
Yep, I like where this is going.
What if we all made a conscious effort to incorporate more African beauty products into our own routines?
I mean, that's a great way to, you know, support these incredible brands and, you know, experience the magic of African beauty firsthand.
Yeah, and imagine, like, indulging in a luxurious shea butter body cream sourced directly from Ghana.
Oh, wow.
Knowing you're contributing to the well-being of the women who harvested it.
That's amazing.
Or treating your hair to a nourishing coconut oil mask.
Oh, okay.
Sourced sustainably from the coastal regions of Kenya.
That sounds so nice.
Or perhaps discovering a new signature scent from a South African fragrance house.
Mm-hmm.
Embracing the bold and captivating aromas of the continent.
I love that.
It's about more than just buying products.
It is. It really is.
It's about making that conscious choice to support businesses that are doing things differently.
And doing things the right way.
Businesses that are committed to sustainability, ethical sourcing, and empowering local communities.
Absolutely.
It's about aligning our spending with our values
mm-hmm.
and showing the world that we believe in a more beautiful and responsible future for the beauty industry.
Could not agree more.
So what are you waiting for? Go out there and explore the world of African luxury beauty.
I have a feeling you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you find.
And hey, if you find any hidden gems, be sure to share them with us.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about them. You know, we're always on the lookout for new and exciting brands to explore.
All right. Well, that's it for today's deep dive into the world of African luxury beauty and cosmetics.
That was fantastic.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey.
Really enjoyed it.
We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
And remember, true beauty, it goes beyond the surface. It's about embracing our individuality, celebrating our heritage,
yeah,
and connecting with nature's abundance.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
Yes, and let that radiant spirit of African beauty inspire you every step of the way.